So the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing. He's going to be the lead for your hearing, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Okay, sir. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Silver Domingo, 320-145.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me a little better now?
Yeah,
I can hear you now. Okay. Sorry, I didn't have my microphone on when we started. All right, you were bringing for the annual board, you gave me clemency's point in reference to your committee supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. To my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman, and to his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. Also in the room with us today is Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form inviting you to a board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yeah.
Okay, on that form, you notified me right to appear and speak on your behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay, I'm swearing you, Mr. Westby, at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. In phase one, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the one allegation on the warrant. Before I do, I'm going to ask you another question. You're scheduled to get out on the 4th of October 2018, which is about 22 days away. I'm not trying to talk you out of the hearing. You're entitled to a full hearing if you so desire, but also if you want to move things forward, you can just kill your numbers. And what we would do then, if we want to just kill your numbers, I'll do an abbreviated hearing and then we'll be done. It takes about 2 weeks to process everything, so you might be able to have, if we voted to to release you, you'd only have about a week early anyway. So
yeah, I'll probably just go ahead. I'm gonna kill my
numbers. Okay. I thank you for that. Yeah, but when you got on October 4th, you won't have to answer to a parole officer. If you got out a week earlier, then you would for a week and then to be done. So I'm going to abbreviate the hearing and we'll have it over here in just a moment. So based on the admissions of Mr. Philbert Manwicko and all the information board number 2018W2217, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as violated terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in equipment ways or company, and I further move to revoke his community supervision on that basis.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright. All right, sir, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but like I said, you are scheduled to be released on or about October 4th, 2018, which is just one day more than 3 weeks. So we do wish you the best of luck. Hopefully when you get out, we will see you back in here in that orange t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Best of luck. This will be hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the wall.
All right.
Yes, sir. I believe that was the last one you had for us. Am I correct?
Yeah, it was correct, sir.
Well, thank you so very much for having me ready, and we will.